Psalms, if you will, the book of Psalms. It's amazing how God works things out and just lays things out in order. I love it. I think that's one of the most, one of the things I enjoy the most about preaching is having a message on your heart, and you come in and you just see God just unfolding in the service, and it just works. Amen. I like it when it's like that. And I'll promise you, I didn't tell Miss Holly what I was going to preach on. I didn't know what she was going to sing on, okay? I can trust Jesus, amen. I'm telling you, Psalms chapter 46. Psalms chapter 46. We're going to preach on the Psalm of Tranquility. The Psalm of Tranquility, man alive. So, preacher, what do you mean, tranquility? Well, you get to that place of tranquility, and what you do is you just go, maybe I'll title it the Psalm of Amen. I read this all evening long and tried my best to get an outline. God wouldn't give me no outline. He said, my scriptures are good enough. I said, okay, that'll work. Amen. That'll work, Lord. But Psalms chapter 46, if you look in there in the scriptures, we'll look just a few things in this. And, if you know the history kind of this, what they say, they don't know for sure. A lot of scholars, they think there that it might have been just a psalm of rejoicing, a psalm of victory. When Sennacherib, I believe is the way you pronounce that, came and tried to siege Judah there when King Hezekiah was in reign. And boy, God took and killed about 185,000 of them, I believe it was, and just basically overcame the whole army and gave Judah there, gave them the victory, if you will, over the army and everything. And they get out and got the victory and get on the other side. And boy, God's good, ain't he? Amen. I thought about this as I was studying this evening, too. These young ladies got saved. One got saved a couple weeks ago, and then these two this morning. And boy, they're sitting in a place of tranquility. Amen. I guarantee you, fair, like I was, there's peace in their heart. Amen. I told you this morning, before I got saved, I'd run into Mom and Daddy's room, and boy, I'd try to see if Mom and Daddy is still there. Thought I might have missed the rapture and worried to death. And worried going down the road. Thought I might have died in a car wreck before I got home and different things, you know. But after I got saved, boy, I could say, Amen. There wasn't no worrying about it, amen. Because I know if I did die, I'd go to heaven, amen. And I ain't worried since, amen. I don't know about you, but I ain't worried since. I like living. Now, listen to me. I like living. But if I do die before I get back to the house, I can promise you I'm going to be in heaven, amen. I'll meet you at the Savior's feet, that's all I can tell you, amen. I hope they put that on my tombstone. He's going to meet you at the Savior's feet, amen. And I know I'm saved tonight. I'm glad that I can say that, and I hope you can say the same thing, amen. Psalms chapter 46, stand with us if you will for the reading of God's Word. We're going to read the whole chapter, probably look back just a few things in the chapter. But the main thought we want to look at is the last, next to the last verse down there in verse number 10. We'll look at this and then we'll try to remind the Lord. The Bible says here, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Boy, don't that sound like that song she just sung about? I can trust Jesus, amen. Thank God. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with a swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, thank God, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in asunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Notice verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. That runs up my spine. I'm going to be honest with you. I've read that about a dozen times today, and every time I read, boy, this chill comes from the top of my head and above my feet. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, let's pray. Father, come again thanking you, Lord, for grace and mercy. Lord God, you know our hearts tonight. Father, you know, Lord, my frame. You know, Lord, I'm not worthy nor able, God, to be able to stand tonight. And, oh, God, I need your touch. I need your help. I need your leadership tonight. Lord, I pray, dear God, that you'd open the Word of God to our hearts tonight. Let us see and understand exactly what you've got prepared for us out of your Scriptures, God, we pray. Oh, God, by my tongue tonight, Lord, that I'd never utter a sound. But, God, that you'd speak the words that needs to be heard here tonight. Lord, I beg you for fresh oil and fresh unction tonight to be able, God, to preach the way you'd see fit and the words, Lord, that you'd have heard. God, I pray you'd reach out in the hearts of your people. Lord, realize some done been in the altar doing business with you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for a good old-fashioned altar where we can come, bring our cares and our burdens and lay them down at your feet. And you told us in your word, Lord, that you'd bear them for us, God, and I thank you for that. And I pray, God, you would, Lord, pray you continue, Lord, to bear burdens, God, we pray. Lord, I ask you now, in the furtherance of the service, in this message, God, just speak to our hearts. Lord, let us say again everything we should, but nothing we should. Lord, just have your will in your way. We'll give you praise that you do. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I look at verse number 10 there, and I'm going to be totally honest with you. This verse is a great verse. I've got a little plaque there at the house, and I began to pray last night about what the Lord have us to preach tonight. And on that plaque, it says these words, "Be still and know that I am God." God spoke to me then and said, "There's what I want you to preach on." And I thought, well, okay, we'll look at that just a little bit. We'll talk about it. And then I got in and I thought, well, I'm not sure if that's what God wants me to preach on or not. I got back here yesterday or Sunday morning, this morning, and looked at that board back there in the Sunday school room. You know what it said on the board? "Be still and know that I am God." I got back there again a few minutes ago and looked at it again. Lo and behold, it says the same thing. "Be still and know that I am God." Amen. Sitting right there, I thought, well, Lord, you sure that's what you want me to preach? Sis gets up and goes to singing. "I can trust Jesus." I said, well, I guess we'll preach on there. Amen. I guess we'll preach "Be still and know that I am God." Amen. I'm glad tonight I can preach on that. Amen. I'm glad to know tonight I have a God that's able. I have a God that is God of all. Amen. He knows what we need tonight. Amen. What a blessing. I don't do a lot of this. I don't post a lot of stuff on Facebook, but I'm just going to be honest with you. I had to just jump on there to see. I don't know if anybody's seen it or not. I couldn't stand it no longer. Amen. I had to tell everybody what Jesus has been doing. Amen. Has been a saving souls. But I said this in the midst of it. I said, the world may be turned upside down. The news media may tell you there's no hope and tell you it's all bad. But I got good news tonight. He's still in control of all. Amen. He's still able. Amen. I thank God he is. Amen. So what we need to do tonight is we need just to be still and know that I am God, he said. Amen. Just know that he is God. Now I said this. I'm going to preach tonight on a thought about the Psalm of Tranquility, amen, or the Psalm of if you will, amen. That's a good place to be, amen. We get into these things around the world, we get tore up, we get worried, we go to wringing our hands, we get nervous and everything, when we really ought to just step back, know that he's God, amen, and let him handle it, amen. Why in the world should we worry, church, amen? Why in the world should we worry about things when we know that God is God, amen? I'm just glad tonight I've got a God that has God, amen. I'm glad tonight I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. He is in control of it. Amen. Notice verse 10, the first statement here. He says, "Be still." I don't know about you. When I get into that place of tranquility, I guess, a place of peace, that's a place I just want to stop. Amen. When you say "be still," you know what you're doing? You're stopping for a minute. Amen. I thought about this evening a little bit. We always hear that old saying when we get ready to cross the road, and we tell our young'uns, when you get ready to cross the road, stop still, look, and listen. Amen. I believe we can apply that right here. Amen. I believe we ought to stop. Amen. We ought to quit doing what we've been doing. We ought to quit fighting. We ought to quit doing anything we're doing and just stop and realize he's God today. Amen. He's worthy today. Amen. And then we ought to look.
Amen. Boy, if we look at what God does all around us, how good he is to it, amen, it wouldn't take you long. We'd step back and we'd get in that place of tranquility. Amen. We'd get in that place of peace. If you just look and see how big God is and what he's doing in our church and what he's doing in your life, we ought to just stop and say, thank God he's able. Amen. He's able tonight. Amen. Be still and know that I am God. Then you know what else we ought to do? We ought to listen to him. Amen. If we'll listen to him just a little bit, I believe we'll see how big he is. Amen. We'll know that he is God. Notice in this scripture here that there's two different thoughts in this. First thing we see there in verse number 10, he said, be still. Again, that means to stop, to look at him, to listen to him, to listen to his voice. I don't know about you, but I love that voice. Amen. I love the voice of my wife, and I like it when she speaks to me. I like it when she whispers sweet nothings in my ear, as they say. Amen. Don't look at me like that. Y'all do too, okay? When your spouse does that, amen. We like it when it's like that, but it ain't nothing like when Jesus speaks to you. Amen. I preached on this the other week during Easter. It's one of my favorite parts of the story of the resurrection. When Mary's there, she's tore up. Boy, she thinks she lost the body of Jesus. She thinks the body of Jesus is gone. And then Jesus speaks to her and calls her name. Amen. Oh, I like it when it's like that. Amen. And you get in that place of tranquility. You get in that place where God is God in your life. And he's number one in your life. Amen. He'll go to speaking to you. Amen. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. Let me ask you this. How in the world are you going to know that he's God unless you stop, look, and listen at him? Amen. Unless you stop and listen to his voice and stop and look at what he's doing in your life and look at what he's doing all around. Oh, listen. How are we going to know that he is God? Amen. I thank God I know it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Be still and know that I am God. I say glory to God for that. I can't get over that, Rajiv. I can't get over that. I've read that a dozen times a day, and it still just stirs all in me. Be still and know that I'm God. Amen. When the world's turned upside down like it is right now, he's still God. When the bank's gone bankrupt, he's still God. When we ain't got the money to pay the bills, he's still God. When mom and daddy's got cancer, he's still God. Amen. When we've lost a loved one and we're ready to toss in the towel, he's still God. Amen. I could go on and on. Listen, anything in this world, he's still God. Amen. He's a place of refuge. Well, I'm glad these three girls are here tonight. I thank God for that. Girls, you got a refuge tonight. Amen. Now you have a refuge you can go to. If you notice that verse number one there, he says this. God is our refuge. Amen. He's the one you can trust in. Church, tonight there's nobody else we can trust in. You can't trust in this preacher. He'll fail you. Amen. There's preachers all around that'll fail you. You can't trust in mom and daddy. Well, boy, you can trust in Jesus. Amen. You trust in a refuge. I'm having myself time tonight. I don't know if anybody like this or not. I am. Amen. He's my refuge. He's the place I go to. He's the place I can go to when the things are turned upside down. Amen. I'm glad of that. Look at verse number two, what the Bible says here. Let's look at a few things in this scripture here. I believe it'll help us. Notice verse number two. He says this. Well, look at verse number one. A very present help in trouble. Did you get that? A very present help. Hey, praise God for that. He said a present help. He didn't say you'd have to call on him. He didn't say you'd have to call and he'd have to come down the road. Now, if you get over yonder in Mission Hospital, something going wrong, maybe you're sick or something, you pick up the phone, you call me, it's going to take me from my house about 50 minutes to get there, okay? But I got good news. I got a God that's already there. Amen. I can pray to him and he's already there. Amen. Youngins, I thought about this. Our youngins goes to school, and there's nothing we can do. We're apart from them. But I thank God God's with them. Amen. I thank God that these children have got a refuge. They can trust in God. And me and you as parents, when they go out away from us, we've got a refuge, and all we have to do is say, God, stay with them. God, take care of them. God walks over them. Amen. And he will. Amen. What a blessing to know that he's a God of refuge. Amen. And a very present help in time of need. He's right there with us wherever we go. He don't leave us. Bible says in the scriptures over there, he said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. He said he'd be with us all the way. He said he'd never leave you. Amen. What a blessing that is to know he'll never leave us. never forsake us. Look at verse 2 and 3. I like this. He said, therefore will not we fear. In other words, he said, I ain't going to fear, okay? That's what he says there. He says, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed. Did you get that? Though the earth be removed. Sounds to me like way on out in the future. Sounds to me like eternity. Amen. He's still going to be my God even when this world is dissolved. Amen. They can put their trust in the money if they want to. Amen. They can put their trust in buildings and possessions if you want to. I got news for you. All this is going to pass away. It's going to melt with a fervent heat. Amen. Church, I love our church building. I love the place that we come to and we're able to worship together. But I'm going to be honest with you. Listen to me very closely. There's going to come a day when this place is going to melt with a fervent heat. The chandeliers are going to melt. The pews are going to melt. The carpet's going to melt. It's all going to be done away with. You believe that? Say amen. It's going to be gone, amen. Whenever God comes back, Jesus comes back to get his church, and we go to be with him, he's going to destroy this place, amen, completely. Amen. I'm glad I'm part of the church, amen. Not the church building, but the church, amen. He said, when the earth is passed away, removed, he said, I'm still going to be God. Amen. I'm still God. Notice what else he says here. He says, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling words thereof, Selah. You get that word Selah? You know what that means? Stop, think about it. That's country terms, okay? Just stop, think about it a little bit. Just pull up, just dwell upon that. Dwell upon what he's just said. He said, when the mountains are cast into the sea, he said, when the mountains begin to swell up, when the waters begin to roar, like a flood, if you will, when there's chaos all around, he said, we ain't going to fear. We ain't going to worry about it. I'm talking about a place of tranquility, church. I'm talking about a place that if you're born again this evening, if you're, no, beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're saved, you're there, amen. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to fear what happens to this world. I say again, and I know people probably get tired of me of saying this, and I'm very dogmatic about it. I'm sorry if I am. But listen, I ain't worried about what Fox News says. I ain't worried about what CNN News says. They a bunch of idiots anyway. Say amen. They ain't got no sense anyway. They ought to get saved. Amen. Listen, I ain't worried about any of them. Amen. I especially ain't worried about what WLS says. Amen. I ain't worried about any of them because the Bible says right here, I have a refuge. Amen. And I don't need to fear it. Amen. I don't need to worry. If it's all turned upside down, if it all goes into the sea, still, I ain't going to fear it because God's in control. Amen. He's in control of all of it. I believe if you look at verses 2 and 3 there, I believe it could sum it up and say, when it gets to the worst of the worst, when it gets as far down as you can imagine, as bad as you can imagine in your life, we still should not fear. I'm going to be totally honest with you right here, and I've said this statement before. Last year, 2018, was probably, if I would be totally honest with you and say, it was probably the worst year of my ministry and the hardest year of my ministry. I felt like I was bombarded by every single angle. I felt like from all the way from January to December, man, I'd just been beat and beat and beat. And by the time I got to December, man, I felt like I was beat to death. And I believe some of the other folks had a way too, okay? But I mean, 2018 was awful. But right smack dab in the midst of it, I still had peace. I still know God had it. I still trusted in him. And amen, he's helped us out on the other side. Amen. I told you the other Wednesday night, I feel like I'm coming out on top. Amen. I feel like I've enjoyed 2019. It may turn around completely, but right now I'm enjoying it. Amen. Thank God for what he's doing in our church and his blessing. But listen, when it does turn upside down and it does get so bad, as he's talking about there in those two verses, we still don't need to fear. We still just need to realize God's our refuge, our strength. He's a very present help in a time of need. Amen. What a blessing to know that. Look on down verse number 4 there. Bible said in verse number 4, there is a river. Somebody will shout right there. There is a river. When you think of the river, you see the river there in the Bible. It speaks of prosperity. It speaks of help. There's some flowing coming. Amen. There's some help coming. Can I say to you, when it gets bad, it gets discouraging, there's help coming. Amen. It's on the way. Amen. It's already there. He says there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of gold. Excuse me, the city of God. The holy place, the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Now I realize he's talking about the city of Jerusalem. He's talking about the holy city. But I do believe this. I believe he's talking about the church too. I believe he's talking about the church too. God is in the midst of her. Amen. I like it when God moves in. Amen. When it's like it was this morning, man, I don't want to leave. I told Brother Jim or Brother Marsh once a while ago, I said, whenever I got done preaching this morning and those two souls got saved, I believe I could have floated all the way back to the back. I didn't have to walk. Amen. As a load lifted off of me, I felt like I could float back there. Preacher, what is that? That's the presence of God. Amen. God is in the midst. Amen. He's in the midst of her. He's here tonight because I'm enjoying this pretty good. Amen. He's in the midst of us. Amen. And when God moves in the midst, amen, there's no fear there. He cast out all fear, the Bible says. Amen. There ain't no place for fear when he's in the midst. Boy, I like it when he's there. Amen. That's what he's saying here, these two verses. I believe he's talking about the church. He says here, he says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place, the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. Thank you, Lord, for the thought. We go over into the Gospels over there, and Jesus, looking at Peter there. And Peter looks at, who say ye that I am? He said, thou art the Son of the living God. Jesus told him this, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. I preached a message one time, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. They can't prevail against us, church. We're in a place of tranquility. Amen. We're in a place of peace. Listen, the devil can't stop us. Amen. The gates of hell can't prevail against us. And that's what he said right here. She shall not be moved. Notice the next part of this. God shall help her, and that right early. Did you get that? And that right early. Ain't you glad God's God of a night, God's God of a day too? God's even God while you're asleep. Amen. I'm glad these times I wake up 2:30, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning. And you know what? He's right there with me. He's woke me up before and said, get out and pray. I said, God, pray. Amen. He's right there with me. Never called on him but what he ain't there. Amen. Never read his word but what he ain't spoke to me. Amen. Don't matter what time. He's right early there. Amen. He don't matter when you're up. He's there. Amen. He's a very present help in a time of need. He ain't going to leave you. Amen. He'll always be there. And I like when he says there, and that right early. That's early in the morning. That's a good time to get alone with God. I said this the other week. That's a good time to get alone and read. Amen. Get alone and pray. Amen. Jesus would sneak off every now and then. When he walked down here, he'd sneak off early in the morning and get alone and pray. And if he done that, you and I need to do the same thing. Amen. We need to get off and pray. But he said, I'll be there right early. Notice verse 6. I'm still preaching on, be still known I'm God. He says, verse 6, the heathen rage. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. Sounds like a series of happenings. The heathen rage. You know what that word rage means? It means to cause a turmoil. It means to scream out, to shout, to just be in a mad rage is what it means. Sounds like a bunch of news media. Sounds like a bunch of lost folk. Sounds like them heathen that think they know what's going on. Sounds like them heathen that's trying to disobey and trying to, if you will, just shake their fist in God's face. That's what it sounds like. Agree with you? Say amen. That's that bunch that ain't saved. Amen. That's that heathen that don't know Jesus. Amen. And what they're doing is they're just raging. Amen. Makes me want to look at them and just tell them to hush. Amen. But I don't have to. Because the Bible says right here, he's done spoke his voice. Amen. He's took care of it. Amen. Ain't no use me speaking. He's done took care of it. Notice what he said. The heathen rage. He said the kingdom's moved. There's kingdoms going to fall. You look at history, all the way through history, and you'll find kingdoms rise up and kingdoms fall. Kingdoms rise up and kingdoms fall. I wonder sometimes if the United States, it rose up, I wonder if it ain't getting ready to fall. May do it, I don't know. But you listen to me tonight, they rise up and they fall. They rise up and they fall. But God's still God. We still got a refuge. He's still God, amen. Notice what else he says. He said the kingdoms were moved. What else? He uttered his voice. He uttered his voice. I'm dying to preach a message that I've been thinking about. The voice of God. The voice of God. Maybe the Lord's going to let me preach that sometime soon. I hope so. But you just think about what the voice of God has done. He spoke the world into existence to start out with. Huh? By his word, by his sound of his voice, amen, he's going to do battle, amen. When he comes back riding on that white horse, the Bible says there, by the words of his mouth, amen, is what he's going to fight with. And all in between there, this is the sound of his voice. He spoke to Elijah up there on the mountain, thank you, Lord, for the thought, in a still, small voice. Spoke to Mary there at the tomb in a still, small voice and brought peace in her heart. All the things that the voice of God, oh, listen, that it's done. The Bible says right here in this scripture, he said, and he uttered his voice, and what's the next happening? And the earth melted. There's going to come a day again when this earth is going to melt. It's going to melt away. I ain't worried about it. I'm going to be with him. Amen. I'm going to be with him. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah right there. I'm going to be with him. Amen. I ain't worried about what's happening to this world. I'm going to be with Jesus. Amen. He's got it under control. I'm talking about a place of tranquility. Listen, verse number 8 says this. Verse number 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. In other words, the psalmist had to go right here again and just say this one more time. He said, the Lord of hosts is with us. He said, don't have to worry about it. There's no fear there when the Lord is with you. Amen. Thank God. Verse number 8. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease and to the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. That sounds to me like God's got it under control. You think about this. God's got it under control. When the wars are raging, things are turned upside down. When the wars are going on all around, he's done defeated them all. That's the reason I believe as we look into Scripture, I believe he is talking about where Hezekiah there was being overrun by the Assyrian army there. Boy, God just moved in with the angel of God, took care of him. Amen. Killed the whole army. I say, glory to God. If you'll let him, he'll do that for you. Amen. If you'll let him, he'll do that for you. Your battles that you have to fight, you don't have to fight them. He'll fight them for you. Amen. If you'll just give them to him and realize he is your refuge. He is your strength. Be still and know that I am God. Look at verse number 18. Excuse me, verse number 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We don't have to worry about it, church. This is a place of refuge, a place of tranquility, a place of peace. I like it, amen. I like this place. I don't like the world out there. I like this place we're preaching about tonight. What a place that God has control. Just think about that. Has he got control in your life? So, preacher, yes, he does. Well, I thought about this. I can tell you how we know or not. Notice the last part of verse number 10. He said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. If he's your refuge, your strength, you will exalt him. You will lift him up. You will give him praise. Amen. He is the God of heaven. And he will be exalted in this earth. He will be exalted among the heathen. You remember the scripture over there? He's going to bow. Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue's going to confess that He is Lord. Amen. He is Lord tonight. I'm just glad I can say to you tonight, be still and know that I am God. I ask you a minute ago, and again, this is just laid right out to what we had a minute ago, just singing the song. Folks coming to the altar getting help, needing to bring something up here. Be still and know that I am God, He said. No, listen, leave those things right here. How many of you do like I do a lot of times? We'll take them to the Lord, and then as we leave, we reach them down, we pick them back up. I see a couple shaking their hands. At least some of you are being right, you know. Somebody's probably lying about it, okay? But we do that, do we not? But you know what we ought to do? We ought to just leave them here. Because if we want to get in that place of, I call it a place of tranquility. That's the only way I know to put it. A place of peace. God's got this. Whatever it is in your life. Church, listen, I may be standing here with cancer in my body right now and don't even know it. But I can tell you one thing, God's got it. I may lose everything I've got for the years out. God's got it. I ain't got nothing anyway. It's His. Amen. If He wants to take it away from me, He can give it back to me. Amen. Just look at the book of Job. Amen. He took everything. The devil took everything away from Job. God led him. Amen. But you know what He did? He gave him back twice. Amen. God's got this. Amen. God's got it. I know a lot of times this is just elementary preaching. And I know these things, like messages like this, are just elementary. And people's like, well, I know that. Listen, we need to hear this tonight. We need to know that, be still, I'm God. This week, I don't know what's going to happen in your life. I have no idea, and you don't either. But when you get into a place there where there's trouble, there's trial, the world's turned upside down, you're fighting hell by the acres, as they say, you're fighting the devil on every hand, be still and know that I am God. I read one commentary. I'll give you this, and I'll close. I read one commentary, I believe it was J. Vernon McGee, if I remember correctly. Boy, I liked his analogy, what he done there. He said, this can go all the way back to where Moses brought the children of Israel across the Red Sea. And he said, Moses told them, said, be still, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. And he raised his hands, and when he did, the waters rolled back. Amen. And they were able to go across the Red Sea. They was able to overcome that was in front of them. Hey, the same thing applies right here. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. Just wait, church. Just stop, okay? We get headstrong sometimes. I feel like Peter sometimes. I feel like my middle name's Peter because I get ahead of everybody, okay? Or get ahead of the Lord sometimes. But listen, I believe we'll just stop, stand still, and let Him work. Let Him work. Let Him move. Amen. Oh, listen, He's able tonight, is He not? We've seen the fruits of our prayers in the last couple of weeks. Steve, Sister Gracie, we've seen the fruits. Amen. We've seen the fruits. They're sitting right here. Brother Stephen, sis, you've seen His fruits right there. Amen. That's God can do that. Amen. Some of you in here tonight has told me, looked at me and said, I've been praying so long for my sons and my daughters. I've been praying. I've been begging God for my loved ones. I've been begging God. Just be still. Be still and know that I am God. He's still able. I've been praying for my babies. I've been praying for my grandbabies. Just be still and know that I'm God. He's still able. Amen. He's taking care of it. Amen. And He will continue to take care of it. Okay? Just be still. Know He's God. Amen. Oh, that we'd just get that thought in our mind and it would never leave us that He is God tonight. Amen. I can't say it enough that He is God tonight. Amen. What a blessing it is to know that in the midst of trouble, I can stop and I can look and I can listen and I can see Him in the midst. Amen. What a blessing to know that. Let's stand to your feet tonight.